Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Our Reality. My name is Gina Keough from Real Housewives of Orange County, and I'm your host along with Kent. Today, we have Kelly Killerin Ben-Simon on the show, and we'll talk about all things real estate and what Kelly is up to now. So excited to hear about the price per foot in New York for a two-bedroom condo. It's $3 million. How exciting and fun is that? And that's kind of a lowered price because COVID kind of took some of their prices down a little bit.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, guys.
There you are, beautiful girl.
Hi. I'm so sorry. It's just coming kind of crazy. I have all these showings today. It's been like a zoo.
Nice. Me too.
Oh, good. Good. Look at you. You guys are so pretty. How's everything?
Everything's so fun. Last night, I went to a movie premiere. Yeah. Sarah Ghetto was the name of the movie. And Peggy was there, Peggy Tanos, and Kelly Dodd and her husband, and Tammy Knickerbocker. And then the newest housewife, Noella. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful. She's a model just like you were.
Mm.
So it was fun. I was the oldest housewife, and she was the newest housewife. your hair is fabulous. Wow.
Thank you. It's long.
I love that.
It's like, woo.
So Kelly, what are you up to now?
So right now I'm at my beautiful listing, 21 East 66th Street, 2W. It's incredible. It's so beautiful.
How big is it?
See, it's 1908. It's two bedrooms. Look at this.
And how much is it?
Just to give us three million.
So two bedroom at the year would be 2 million. So
yeah.
A little bit more expensive.
So like the entrance is just so incredible. It has these great doors that make it convertible. So awesome. So awesome. And then you're just literally a half a step away from Central Park.
Wow. So how fast will it sell?
It will sell quickly. I mean, you know, it's like anything. I mean, you know the business just as well as I do. It's, you know, it's transactional. And if you price to sell, it'll sell. You know, some people are like, oh, well, you know, the market looks good. And, you know, I mean, yes, I did sell an apartment. The original offer was 30 million. I sold it for 42.
Wow.
So yes, I mean, there are those, you know, big whales that, you know, I've been doing, but I mean, for the most part, it's important to keep to price right. Yeah. It's good. So, I mean, we've had a great, really, really great couple of weeks. And we've had, you know, 40 over 4 million for 1 week, 37 the week before, 29 the week before. So we've had really consistent, you know, buys over 40 million and 4 million, which really shows that the market in New York is definitely booming. So I'm excited.
COVID's kind of backed away a little bit. You can go everywhere without a mask.
You know, COVID, you have to wear a mask. You have to be vaccinated for most restaurants. So for example, I went to the ballet, the opening night of the ballet, and you had to be vaccinated and you had to have a COVID test the night before. I just went to God's Love Weeded Liver the other night, the same situation.
Nice.
So, you know, people are just being really mindful and cautious because we don't know what's happening. You know, I mean, you know, I did get COVID this summer and I was vaccinated. And, you know, it was really, really devastating.
It wasn't
really,
mild.
Really sick. And I was really, really sick.
Really?
14 days. Yes. Very sick.
Wow.
And I have two, you know, I'm a single mother of two girls. And so, you know, I don't take getting sick lightly and I don't think it's fun. Right. And I have always, you know, taken precautions, but, you know, some people are just out there, you know, mask free running around and it just, you know, it really, you know, it's harmful to others that, you know, if, you know, their immune systems are down or, you know, whatever the case may be, I just think that we need to be really, really mindful of not only ourselves, but other people.
Now, are the kids vaccinated or are they too young?
Yes, they're both vaccinated. My oldest is 23 and my youngest is 21 and they're in college, so they have to be vaccinated.
Aww. What college are they at?
Yeah. She just graduated from Ole Miss in Mississippi and she's in sports management. So she's eager to start her job in sports management. And my youngest Teddy is 21 and she is at Trinity College and she is majoring in art history.
Nice. Hey. Yeah. Glad they're doing
so
well.
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old are your kids?
Kara's 32, Shane's 34, and Colton's 28. Kara's just on an airplane right now, leaving New York. She spent 4 or 5 days in New York City. She went to see,
Moulin Rouge, I think.
And went to dinner
every night with her friends, Amy and Garrett. Cool.
Love that.
And
love
they had
that.
So much fun.
Love
so
that.
Now she's heading back to reality of mom.
Yay, New York.
Yeah. Oh, so much
mom
fun.
Is the best. Mom is the best. Mm-hmm. Always the best. It's always nice to come home to mom, but it's always nice to fly the coop and have some fun in New York City.
Yep. She's got a birthday coming up this weekend. So I leave Wednesday to fly to Florida.
Mm-hmm. My God. I can't believe you have kids that are in their 30s. It's unbelievable.
I do.
Look at you.
My grandma. Are you kidding me? I have two grandchildren. Three, actually. I have three grandchildren.
Can I have some of those genes?
What blood type are you?
I don't know what my blood type is. I'm like, what's your genealogy? What's your blood type? I'm like,
oh, you know why? Because my blood type O positive. I've heard that nobody with O positive has got COVID. So that makes me kind of happy. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. I'm not, I mean, I'm not really, I guess I should be more, you know more of like all of my information, my vitals, but I'm not really, you know, some people are really interested in that. I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out when I have to. I mean, I'll go to the hospital. If they need to draw blood, they'll figure it out. I mean, they don't need me telling them they're going to.
So there's no BravoCon this year. They're skipping and doing it next year.
Oh my God. I don't know. I've never been to BravoCon. I mean, I've been the brunt of the conversation at BravoCon, but I've never been to BravoCon.
Yeah. I think they're postponing it to 2022.
Oh, you'll be invited to the next one. Now,
well, I hope.
Did you hear about that other new show they're doing where they take a bunch of housewives from different shows and throw them on a vacation together?
I mean, briefly, but I really don't know what it is.
Yeah. It sounds like fun. I hope I get invited.
You know what? It's like the grass is always greener. So it's always like, you know, we have, you know, I was on the Ice Age. So it's like, I don't even know like what Housewives is like anymore, but, you know, I mean, I know other Housewives, like I'm meeting you for the first time, but you know, second time I met you in LA. No,
I think we met at the, whatever those things were called, where the advertisers would show up.
Yes, exactly. That's I met you then. But you know, it's just like, you know, Cynthia Bailey's a good friend of mine. I love NeNe Leakes. I mean, there's like so many great housewives that I love, and it would be fun to like, you know, do like a greatest hits of like all the you know, all different housewives.
Well, you should
fun.
Pitch Definitely. It. It's a good idea.
So, I don't think it's really my business model. I mean, I'm in the transaction business, so I don't really.
How long
think
have
it's
you
really...
been a realtor?
I've been a realtor 2.5 years now, full time, 2 years.
And I hear you're just killing it, which is great. What company are you with?
I'm with Douglas Elliman. The first day I went to Douglas Elliman, I brought in an $8 million deal. Wow. A week later, I brought in a $7.5 million deal. And this year, we're going to do. I mean, I brought in so much money that I was like, I was on a team that was so great, but I brought in so much money. I was like, I have to go on my own. So, we're going to do $100 million at minimum this year.
Wow. That's great. I'm with Coldwell Banker.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And we were just in New York.
Coldwell Banker, didn't they just buy Warburg or?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, good. Congratulations.
I heard it's a great business. Florida real estate license. How's that going?
I'm licensed in Florida, the Hamptons. I mean, obviously all over New York State, and then the Hamptons as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to get licensed in Florida because I'm there so much. I need.
Oh my God, you should. And I'm not going to lie. The test is very, very hard.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's all law. You're not required by law to have a lawyer there. So, you know, they really want you to be proficient in the law. And some people are good at that and some people aren't. And it just, you know,
I think
it's a different,
I'm good at it.
I mean, you're such a great broker that, I mean, I don't see how you could not be great. And just, you just have to put
the time. I've been a lawyer. In my mind, I've been a lawyer for so many years, advising clients on their divorce, their real estate.
I mean, I'm sure you give great advice. I mean, if I have questions, I will definitely come to you. But it's, you know, you should definitely get it. And you just have to put the time, like anything, you know, you just have to put the time in. And if you're there so much, time, effort, resources, I mean, you should definitely have it. And even referrals, instead of 25, you can get 50.
So you're at a $3 million house. What do you do for security for yourself?
I drive my own car, so I don't need security.
So you never get nervous when someone walks in the building?
I mean, most of the buildings that I work on have doormen, so they know that I'm here. And
so the doorman takes their name and stuff before they let them
always.
Up?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm doing a $4.2 million house today. It's actually my old house that we used in the TV show.
Oh,
the people that bought it 4 or 5 years ago are selling it. So it's kind of fun to...
That is
back in my house and all the memories.
I love that. I love. Is it weird to go in your house and just be like, ah, that's the wrong couch?
It is. My youngest son doesn't like holding it open. Aww. It hurts his heart a little. He misses it.
Sweet thing. Hurts his heart. Of course it does. Oh, I know. It's like when
you can buy a bath.
What's that?
I don't want such a big house anymore. I bought the house in Florida on the water. I'm a happy camper. I just need to find something here.
Yeah. Now, where do you live?
I sold my second house in Cotto after I fixed it up. Mm-hmm. And when Cara lost the baby, I wanted to move to Florida. And then when I went down to visit, it's like, she doesn't need me. She has all these great friends. She's fine.
Your daughter lost her baby?
She did during COVID. She tried to have a baby at home.
Oh my God.
And it was 7.5 pounds, just too big to get out.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Oh,
it was really tough.
Oh my
God. And 6 weeks after that, she lost her dad. So that was a miserable, miserable year. But now we have 6-month-old little newborn baby boy. He's just adorable.
Oh, congratulations.
I can't wait to fly down there.
Oh my God.
So where is
so happy for her. Please give her my best. I'm so sorry. It's terrible.
You should follow her. Her husband is in real estate.
Oh, is he?
With Compass Real Estate. So if you ever have a referral for Jackson, you should send him. He's amazing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, good. Well,
what part of Florida are you planning on selling in, Kelly?
What's that?
What part of Florida do you plan on selling in?
Both Palm Beach and Miami. I mean, all over. I can do all over. I mean, I spend a lot of time, you know, in the Naples area too with my parents. But I mean, Palm Beach and Miami are really my forte.
So you take your New York clients and set up stuff for down there. Is that what you do?
You know, I just have clients all over. And if they're looking for something in Florida, I help them in Florida. If they're looking for something at the Hamptons, I mean, I have a lot of different clients.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you still have your apartment in New York and your house in the Hamptons?
I sold my house in the Hamptons. So I was just going to just kind of say, like, you know, I understand how your kids don't like that. Because every time I drive by my house in the Hamptons, my kids are like, but yes, I live still in my apartment in New York City. And yes, there is a huge horse from the Met in the middle of my living room still.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. Do you still have it?
Yes, of course I do. So this is so funny, Jenna. So I was,
where'd you get the horse? What's the story on that? I missed it.
I was on the board of the Costume Institute, which is the Met Ball. So I was on the board of the Costume Institute, and they, you know, they knew that I loved to ride. And so when they had the show Anglomania at the Met, they said, you know, oh, we have this horse, you know, this horse that was in the show, and we're wondering if you want to bring it home. So I was like, oh my God, it's so exciting. I would love that. So I go, you know, my girls are at school across the street. I go down the driveway to see the horse. And I'm like, wait a minute, this horse is not going to fit into my Suburban. So I had to get a truck to come and pick it up. And I call my doorman. I'm like, hey guys, you know, just a heads up, you know, the girls and I are coming back from school. We'll be back in a little bit, but just so you know, a horse is going to be arriving this afternoon. And they call me back 5 minutes later. And they're like, Kelly, is this a live horse? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what they think of me, is that like, I'm going to bring a live horse into my apartment. Okay.
Why not?
So funny. So funny.
So how long are the open houses there? Do you do 1 to 4 like we do? Or
I don't do open 2 hours. I only do by appointment only.
So you're just waiting for your appointments?
Yeah, my appointment's on its way. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just come before. I usually come like 15 minutes before, and then I just amp it up a little bit with some of my Hermes pillows. And today I have some delicious Lavand cookies that are so yummy. So I just try to do things that make it, you know, a little bit more, you know, relaxed and also like chic with all the Hermes pillows. It gives it a different vibe.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I know I used to put cookies out all the time and the realtors would come in and say, oh, please, they're not going to eat those cookies because if they eat those cookies, they're going to feel like they have to buy the house. It's like, oh, you're nuts.
Yeah, but that's the point. Eat the cookies by the house.
Right. Eat the freaking cookies and buy my list.
No, I mean, I don't do it for that. I mean, I just do it because it's a nice thing to do. It's on a Sunday. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just a, you know, nice way to welcome people. So it's just all good.
What are your favorite restaurants in New York?
I mean, there's just there's so many great restaurants opening up. I mean, there's
go-tos? Like I have 3 or 4 go-tos I go to all the time in Orange County.
Like what are your favorite ones?
I like Eddie V's Wild Fish, Ruth Chris's Steaks.
Yeah.
Tutto Fresco right outside the gates of Cotto. I still go back there because all my friends are there.
Yeah.
I just love different restaurants and I'm addicted to sushi lately.
Oh my God. I know. I just want, when I watched this whole TED talk about, you know, the fish and, you know, I just like, I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I just can't, and the oceans, I'm just, you know, yeah. It's like, everything is just like, we're just not taking care of our world. And like, and I was just like, I can't eat fish anymore. I have to stop eating fish. And just like, yeah. You know, I can't
well,
be
how's that going
to
help?
I know it just, it does, you know, it's like, I don't know if we just spread the, word to, for people to be mindful, more mindful about, you know, what's happening in our rainforest, what's happening in our oceans. I mean, I just, you know, it's like any little bit helps, I feel like. My my youngest daughter is a full vegan now. She's like, Mommy, you cannot eat any more fish.
Does she seem healthy?
She's very healthy. Yeah. I mean, she also, so during quarantine, we were cooking, and I mean, I'm her mother, so she definitely has to be healthy. I mean, there's no way I'm going to let my daughter be too thin. That is not happening. Right. I mean, you know, understand. Right. I mean, especially,
I just,
you know,
think once in a while you have to put a little chicken and a little meat and a little fish in your body.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying that I'm just being more mindful of what I'm doing after watching that TED Talk. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check out TED Talk because it's been
TED
a while.
TED Talks are so great, Jen. It's like 15 minutes.
What unique experiences did you have being married to one of the best photographers ever?
I think one of the most unique experiences that I've had, you know, being married to my ex-husband is that he just was such a visionary. And he made the most, he made women feel like they were the most beautiful woman in the world. And I think that was just something that I, you know, really have so much respect for, is because so many men, like, you're trying to break women down, right, or so many women are trying to break other women down. And he really showed, you know, with, you know, he brought Elle magazine to the US. He showed that, you know, how beautiful women can be in a natural way. And I think that's just like a, you know, huge congratulations to him and to his vision. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Where did you meet him?
I met him on a casting for a shoot for Elle magazine.
Nice.
I met him twice. I met him the first time, my hair was really short, and he was like, oh, she's so cute. And then the next time he was like, oh, she must do the shoot.
Oh my gosh.
So I went from cute to being like, okay.
So what did you learn from working at Elle magazine?
What I learned from working at Elle magazine is the juxtaposition of creating the magazine. You have to remember that I created it from zero, from nothing, from just white paper. You know, I wrote American Style for the Costume Institute and for the Met, and for Anna Wintour. And after I wrote that book, they asked me to be the editor of Elle Accessories. It was a huge honor. And, you know, I think the thing that makes me different is that I worked with both the publishing side and the editorial side. So I, you know, helped bring all the advertisers, and then I created all the content. It was really exciting, and I had a great team that I worked with.
Are you still writing for any magazines?
Right now I'm not writing for any magazines, but I am working on a new book. Not a book like, you know, not a housewife book. Right. A really, really incredible, beautiful book.
That's great. Can you tell us anything about it? Any more than that? Okay. Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned again.
What is your favorite fashion brand?
My favorite fashion brand, I have a lot of brands that I love. Yeah, I wore a lot of Azzi Delay in my life. Celine, I love the classic 90s look that's really popular right now. You know, Levi's, white t-shirts, oversized coats, loafers, black mini skirts. You know, I really, you know, long, you know, long shirt, short jacket, you know, long short skirt, long jacket kind of look. So I like, you know, Ralph Lauren, obviously very all American looking, I mean, whatever that means. But I love that kind of English brand, and vibe. And who else do I like? I mean, there's a lot of designers that I like. My daughter has, you know, shown me a lot of new, interesting designers like Mad Happy. And so I'm learning to, you know, navigate the cool world and bring it into, incorporate it into my own style.
That's great.
Yeah, so you have to get a Mad Happy sweatshirt. They're so cool.
What's your skincare routine?
My skincare routine is, you know, I'm really mindful of what I put in my body. So it goes on top of my skin is really important too. So clean beauty is really, really important to me. You know, Jones Road has great skincare. They also have great beauty. One Ocean Beauty is amazing skincare. There's also Hear Me Raw is another great skincare. You know, just making sure that you are taking care of the outside as much as you take care of the inside.
Right. That's important. Who is the most famous celebrity you've ever met?
You know, everybody knows that I'm obsessed with celebrities. So if I see someone famous, I'll probably run after them down the street. So beware if you're a celebrity. I mean, there's just so many celebrities that I've met that I really just think are incredible. One is J-Lo. I mean, I met her at Bergdorf Goodman, and I just, you know, I find her to be a beautiful human, a great mother, and an incredible athlete. So I love all those things about her. You know, she's a really powerful female, and, you know, she's a great image for a lot of young girls and for women her age.
That's great. So now on to questions we asked everyone on Instagram. The first one is from Ashley. Not a question, just would like to say.
Oh, I just said that I did a podcast today about health and fitness and the spirit of you.
Oh, wow. On your own podcast?
Yeah, on Hear Me Raw.
Oh, I didn't know you had one.
That's yeah, it'll be up in a little bit. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Questions. The first one from Ashley on Instagram is not a question, just would like to say how incredibly kind you were at a no hate shoot. You met her and she was so kind to even talk to you. She said, Ashley said she was a nobody.
Well, I don't like when people say the word nobody because everybody's a somebody. So I don't like that. You know, listen, we've lived in a world where people are always like, you can't sit next to me, mean girls, all this crap. And you know, I've raised two beautiful girls and I've never had the mindset of, you know, not including people in conversations in my life. That's just not how I am. I mean, if you're not a nice person, I can tell right away, I'm not going to engage you, but like, I'm not going to engage. Someone's going to be screaming at me that I don't know. But, yeah. I always feel that it's really important for everyone to know that, you know, you never know who you're going to meet. And, you know, I could learn a lot from someone new as well.
Right. Alberto asked, will you ever do Housewives again or another TV show?
You know, we always say never, because I'm not a person that's like, oh my God, no. I mean, there were some things about Housewives that were so much fun. And there were other things about Housewives that were so confusing. So I think that, you know, you never say never. You know, what I always say is that if I ever do go on, it's going to cost them a ton of money. And it will also have to be, you know, really real. I mean, they're going to have to kind of figure out like the storyline and how, because, you know, we women, especially, you know, in your 40s and 50s, we're going through so many, you know, difficult things. Some women are going through divorce. Some women are going through menopause. Some women are going through, you know, changes in their jobs. Some women are going through issues with their children. There are so many real issues that are really, really important and that are so dramatic, and that, you know, you just, you know, we really need to use that vehicle as a way to educate other women about how to navigate that. And if you want to fight about it, that's all great. But just make sure that we're getting information out there too.
Definitely. So the last question from Instagram is from Classic K-Tops, and they ask, what made you get into real estate?
So people have heard this story before. My mother, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And 3 months later, she had passed, and she asked me to help sell my father's home. So I got my real estate license. I went to Brooklyn morning, noon, and night for 2 weeks. Passed the test, took the state test, and, you know, was able to kind of oversee and make sure that everything was going correctly with the sale of my family home. So, it, you know, out of something bad came something really good.
Right. That's good that it ended up a good thing after your mom.
Very good thing. We're going to do, I mean, we're scaled. I mean, we're already at 100 million. So it's going to be a very, very good fourth quarter.
Wow. That's great.
And we already had this week, last week, there were 50 contracts above 4 million last week in New York City.
That's insane.
I mean, it's really booming.
Great.
I'm so happy for New York.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was so fun to have you on.
Congratulations. I hope you're super successful. Thank you again for asking me to do this. And I wish Jenna the best. And happy Monday.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
So Kent, let's talk about the movie premiere I went to last night. So I was invited to this movie premiere and they said, all these fun housewives are coming. You're going to really, really like it. Mm-hmm. And it was called Saraghetto.
Nice.
And the premise was a beautiful Asian woman and an American husband. Mm-hmm. They have a child together and she gets sick, and how she handles her sickness is just inspiring.
Oh.
And I couldn't do it.
Right.
Totally gone. Not happening. Not me. But before the movie, it was so much fun to see Peggy Thanos.
That's great.
Noelle, the newest housewife, fashion model, tall, just stunning.
So is she nice? I haven't heard much about her.
She's adorable and super sweet.
That's great.
And the first time I met her, she was throwing a party last year for Bronwyn Wyndham's season premiere. We were all going to go watch Bronwyn's season premiere at Noella's beautiful house.
Oh, okay.
So I met Noelle and her husband, and she had to surprise me. She told everyone, in honor of the first housewife, Gina Keough, mm-hmm. we're going to all wear sky tops to this.
Oh my gosh.
Knowing. So she texts me and says, you got to wear a sky top. Mm-hmm. So the first time I met her, she's got all these women wearing antique sky tops. They got them online. They found them at the sky store that's still in business. And it was just a fun idea for a party.
That's great.
So sweet of her to include me in it. Yeah. And ever since then, I've really liked her. And I'm helping her now try to find a new place to live because she's separated from her husband. So making $35,000 a month payments on a house isn't good. She wants to downsize.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So who else was at the event?
Tammy Knickerbocker, super nice. Sweet girl. Mm-hmm. Tell me about her kids and grandkids because I hadn't seen her in a while. And
how are all doing now?
Huh?
What are her kids up to now?
Megan has probably a 3-year-old now, a little kid named Tucker. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay's struggling a little bit. She is in Tennessee in a facility trying to get better. Mm-hmm. She's kind of always been the troubled one, bulimic, a little bit.
Oh.
Issues with food and alcohol, and
mm-hmm.
she's just struggled ever since she was little and lost her dad. She's the tough one. And then she has a beautiful boy, Riley. So he's probably 19 now. So she's happy. She's working at a day spa sort of place where they do injections, and I don't know if they do cosmetic surgery, but she's in Huntington Beach at a spa.
Okay.
And you can Google Instagram Tammy Knickerbocker, and it tells you where you are. If you live in Huntington Beach and you want to go to a fabulous spa, she researched really well before she went to this place, and I guess it's great. Mm. And I'm on my way to open house. I hope I sell it today. I put one in escrow last week for $3.2 million, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. And
Wednesday, I leave for Florida for the event. Mm. Halloween in my family, because Cara's birthday is October 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, the Halloween party was at my house, and since they were little.
Mm-hmm.
One time they had a party, and I thought they were all dressed as Moulin Rouge characters. And my husband said, no, these are pimps and hoes.
Oh my God.
And they're 13 at the time, right? So she's always been a little bit of a fun girl. So she got to go to New York for her birthday weekend this week. She had so much fun.
That's great.
Thanks to Amy and Garrett Cole for making that fun trip possible.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Yankees pitcher. And today they're flying home. I fly there Wednesday, and then we have her big birthday dinner Thursday night.
Fun.
And then Halloween, we're all dressing like Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh.
I had a choice to be a school kid or a rat, so I chose the school kid. Didn't see any cute rat costumes.
Right. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe when I get there, they'll make me wear something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else is going on?
Well, I have a date to go to Eddie V's Wildfish double date Tuesday night. That should be super fun.
With who?
I'm just dating a couple different guys.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody makes my heart thump, thump, thump yet. So,
right.
You know, I always need an other. Mm-hmm. So I just meet these really nice guys, and we go out a few times, and then they said, okay, my heart's not thumping yet.
Right.
And I know pretty much immediately. It's happened to me for, you know, the last 3 or 4 big loves in my life. The minute I met them, I knew it. This is the guy. So
yeah. Hopefully you can find that.
Huh?
Hopefully you can find that again. Yeah.
I hope so. For a dad, I'd like to have one more relationship.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
But I'm picky. I'd rather be alone than be with a grump,
right,
or a guy who falls asleep on the couch at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Not my jam right now. I have more energy than 30-year-olds. So.
Right. Definitely.
I go to bed after my 30-year-old and I get up 3 hours before he does. So That's new. What's new with you?
Not much. Just been hanging out. Went to the beach the other day, which was fun.
Nice.
Just been hanging out with friends, doing schoolwork. Basically, nice. All going on. So yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll wrap it up, I guess. Let you get on with your beautiful day. What time is it there?
It's 3:28 here.
It was nice talking to Kelly. I had forgotten how stunning she is.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Really beautiful.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Kent and I had so much fun talking to Kelly. We learned a lot about New York real estate and where she is at her life right now. And it's exciting. She's got a lot going on. I'm so proud of her and so well. It's so fun to see housewives do well after their TV show. Stay tuned next week for another episode. Bye, guys.